You're listening to SBS News.
The Morrison government is on track to pass their tax cut package in full, with Labor having conceded defeat. The move comes as the coalition secured the support of the Senate crossbench, with Centre Alliance Senators Stirling Griff and Rex Patrick, alongside South Australian Senator Corey Bernardi and Tasmanian Senator Jackie Lambie, confirming they will vote for the three-stage plan, unamended. Jackie Lambie granted her support in exchange for a promise to help Tasmania's multi-million dollar social housing debt.
I'm doing everything I possibly can to make sure that we get money down there as quickly as possible, fix that housing issue that we've got, and also our public health system.
A three-stage tax plan. The first stage will directly affect low and middle income earners and promises to deliver $1,080 when they lodge their tax returns in coming months. The second stage tops up a low income tax offset, which will see those earning up to $45,000 a year receive a 19% tax rate. While the final stage, only coming into effect from mid-2024, will flatten the tax rate from 32.5% to 30% for those earning between $45,000 and $200,000 a year. Fellow Tasmanian Independent Federal MP Andrew Wilkie supports Ms Lambie's Tasmanian housing deal.
I think Jackie's right. The federal government is cluey enough to know not to do the dirty on her, you know, in her first week in Parliament, because they're going to need her for at least the next 3 years, maybe the next 6 years. So I think she can have some confidence that the federal government can be trusted. And look, I think Matthias Cormann, Josh Frydenberg, Scott Morrison, regardless of their politics and their ideology, I think they're honourable men. So I think Jackie can trust these people, but she can't trust the state government.
Senator Rex Patrick says the Centre Alliance will support the legislation in return for action to drive gas prices down.
Okay, there is no agreement that says if you vote for the tax cuts, we will do this. There's an, you know, we're now quite satisfied the government is moving in a really good direction in relation to gas prices.
Opposition to the tax cut plan was heard in the Senate from One Nation and the Greens. Pauline Hanson said she would not support stage three of the tax cut plan.
I think we're overtaxed in this nation. But I think that the Australian people would forgo their tax cuts if they knew the money was going to be put into infrastructure projects that will give them the long-term relief of being able to run their businesses, their farms, their households, and support our pensioners.
Greens Senator Rachel Seward expressed concern about cuts to programs and services.
This is bad legislation. It should not be supported. And I say to the Labor Party, it is not too late. You've still got the third reader. Vote with us. Vote with the crossbench to send this legislation where it should be, and that's in the bin.
But Prime Minister Scott Morrison held steadfast over his tax cut package after being questioned by opposition leader Anthony Albanese.
What programs and services will be cut to fund stage three of the government's tax scheme?
The Prime Minister.
None.
Jennifer Scherer, SBS World News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.